Yeah.
Okay, stop.
Hey, I spent more time in this house than us this year than like ever. And I'll tell you what I understand it, and if I'm wrong, like, tell me.
I couldn't get it. I tried what I could, what I could.
Yeah, I tried several times.
Yes.
It was like a, you know, so finally I think. But I did, there are other explanations for this. Did you guys look up the Moshe?
We looked it up, but we didn't get a chance to look at it.
I wanted to also read Chazer.
Yeah, we bookmarked it. We said it.
It's not long. It's just like two little paragraphs.
Yeah.
It's a horrible one. He says, "Oh, I was myrich on it also, but like, in his shiurim." But he says the basic is old.
You
can read a shiur and see a whole.
Okay. Well, what he was saying is like, don't look at time period.
Now,
it doesn't exist.
I'll reference. There's another hesber. There's another hesber for this Rama, which Ramosha has, which is Simon didn't quote it in shiur. A couple of things. Maybe I'll just. Is this I have to press something or he's just on?
No.
Okay. Whenever we're ready, we'll.
I'm ready. Here we go. Just gotta press this button.
Okay. Okay, we're going?
Yep.
Okay. So, Bez Hashem, we'd like to chazer packet 11. Rabbi Simon did it in two shirim, but let's try to do one chazara on it. It was Be'inyan Basar Shema and Basar Taimo, and Be'inyan Salik. So, I've made this outline here. It's basically three parts. So, the first part is Basar Shema. So, what does that mean, Basar Shema? So, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You'll see there's a Makor Aleph, Makor A over here. Avodah Zarah is not Makor Avam and Aleph. There's a case, the Gemara says, Chamra Chad to Be'invi. If there's a Tarovis of wine, new wine, and grapes. So, this, the Gemara assumes, is something which is Chiluke Shem. It's different names. One is wine, one is grapes. But the Gemara assumes that they're Shav Batam, that they have the same taste. If it would be with old wine and grapes, it would be a different tam, but new wine and grapes is the same tam.
Achal shavu betam, what's that word?
What?
I can't identify the word.
Chamra chad to be'invi.
Chilushem.
Chilushem, aval, but.
Aval, okay.
Shavu betam. But they are the same taste, okay? Now, in brackets I put on the side, you should just know that the operative principle here is that when it comes to Yayin Nesach, which is what we're talking about here in the Yisr, that when it's min b'mino, it's a mashahu. Mm-hmm. And when it's min b'sheino mino, it's tam. So that's the basic halachos that we're going to be dealing with. So in this case, of chamra chad to be'invi, it's a machlokas, aleph, abayi, and rava. Abayi says, basar tam. And since they have the same taste, therefore, v'lachein, therefore it's asur b'mashahu, because it's min b'mino. And like we just said, min b'mino is going to be asur b'mashahu when it comes to the Ayin Nesach. Okay? So, that's Abayi Shita, basar taimo. Rava argues and says that basar shma. You go after the name. So even though they taste the same, but it's a different name. This is called grapes, this is called wine. And since they have a different name, and I'm going to go basar shma, says Rava, therefore, v'lachein asur b'no sein tam. Therefore, it's asur b'no sein tam. It's not asur b'mashahu. It's only asur b'no sein tam because this is treated like min b'she'in aminu because I'm going basar shma. So basically, we have a bachol because a bai v'rova and a taroves. Do I go basar tam or basar shein? Basar tam or basar shma? And as we would expect, the halacha should follow rova because most of the time a bai v'rova halacha k'rova, except for the yalkiyam exceptions. But here it's not a yalchagam, so we pass like Rava. And that's exactly in the Psach world of B, Rama, in Tzadik HaSpeis, Paskins like Rava, Basar Shema, Kirava. Okay? Now, the Shach has a Bam Kasha, as we all would be bothered by this. What do you mean, Basar Shema? Kush the Shach. Tam Ki Iker, everything is based on Tam. The whole Yerodei revolves around Tam. How can I say Basar Shema? Everything is Tam Ki Iker. The whole your day is built on tam, right? Tam ki iker, etc., etc., etc. It's a long shach. It's not hard to read, but he goes through all these cases. Everything's telling on time. How could he ever say? How could someone entertain the possibility to say Basar Shema? Right? How could the Rama say this? Now, you'll say, well, what are you bothering the Rama for? The Rama is just, he is just passing like Rava. So the Shaf explains, you know, something on this little outline. I forgot to write it down. Maybe I'll write it down after. The Shaf's Teretz. The Shaf argues, and the Shaf says that really go Basar Tam. I the Gemara of Rava Basar, Rava going Basar Shema, that's talking about a specific case. That's talking about dinim, which are asr b'mashahu, like yayin nesach. Meaning, Chazal made that, took them out of the world of tam, and gave them chumras of, you know, of isr mashahu. So when it comes to assessing an isr mashahu, so we're not going to use tam as our barometer as to if this is min b'mino b'mashayin amino. Again, it's only going to be asr b'mashahu if it's min b'mino. How do I know it's min b'mino? So when it comes to things like this, they base it on Shema. If it's the same name, then it's going to be min b'mino. So for instance, if yayin nesach shuma, these things which are asr beyond tam. So until 60, it's asr anyway. It's a different tam. But now it's after 60, right? I have more heter there than 60. Or in shuma, I have more than 100. You know, connected my truma, right? So now I have to assess if it's min b'mino, it's going to be asr b'mashu. It's min b'shein amino, it's going to be mutter because it's only asr b'tam. So is this min b'mino? Is min b'shein amino? How do I know that? How do I know what category it's in? Tam or after tam? I already have my 100. I already have my 60. Whatever number I need and heter, I have it. So what Chazal said is the way we're going to assess this to decide, says the Shach, the way we're going to assess this is, does it have the same name or not the same name? If it's called the same thing, then we're going to assume it's min b'mino, and the isr mashahu will still be there, and it'll be asr mashahu. If it doesn't have the same name, I'll say it's min b'she'in o'mino, and therefore, since there's no tam anymore, or since whatever shir I have my 100, so therefore, it will be bata.
I thought that was the theorist of the Shach itself.
Yeah, it is the Shach. That's what I'm saying.
But we put Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah, I didn't do that yet. I didn't do that yet.
But no, you had it both.
I know. I didn't write the Shach. All right. I forgot to write the theorist of the Shach.
Okay.
So I just wrote the Kash of the Shach and the other two roots. But that's the Shach's theorist. I mean, I'll write it in after and then you can photocopy that one. Mm-hmm. But that's the Shach's theorist. The Shach's theorist is that really you always go Basar Taima. Dinim, which are not a tam din, dinim, which are dinim mashahu, like that, like truma, like orla, like yayin nesach, there we go basar, it's a chumrah, we're going to go basar shame, it's a chumrah, meaning basar tam is going to be asr al 60 anyway. So we say not going to go basar tam, because I go basar tam, after 60 it's going to be mutter. We want to answer this mashahu. So then how do I know? Meaning, so they said, if it has the same name, that's when we are going to hold this min b'mino, right? Because otherwise it would be a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
What am I going to say? It's I'm going to decide whether it's min b'mino, min b'shein amino based on tam, and then after it, even after there's no more tam. It's like a funny thing to say. It makes a lot of sense to say that once I'm beyond tam, I'm going to have a different... If I'm dealing with an isra, which is not totally on tam, tam is not going to be my machriya as to whether it's... I can have a different criteria. So that's Basar Shame. I mean, kind of logical. So that's the terrace of the Shach. Okay? Yeah?
Is the Isser just Masho? The Tom is Isser in general, it's also Masa Dam, or both of them are from Yayin Nesach?
Well, Yayin Nesach. I mean, if something's also Masho, who then. The tam part is irrelevant. It's asr, even if it's... If, for sure it's asr, it's asr in tam, but even if there's no tam, it's going to be asr.
When it says... When Rav says it's min b'shamino, therefore it's no tam, is that just a general asr, min b'shamino, it's no tam? Or... I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's...
Well, Rav is going b'asr shema.
So it's asr, no tam, just because in general...
Since it's... Right, it's funny. Meaning, since it has the same name, therefore it's Since it has a different name, it's considered.
And wise men say, I mean, no, also go to town.
Right.
Because of no asking.
Right, I understand. According to Rav, it's fun. I mean, going bust it. If you hold like, if you don't want to say like the Shach, then it's a funny thing. If you hold like the Shach, then it makes sense. You know, it's a Tam Dikadin. So I'm going after Tam. I mean, if you don't want to say like the Shach, you're right. Ostensibly, it sounds like a funny din. You know, if you go like the Shach, so he's goofy saying, this is not a din Mashra, this is din Tam, and I'm going to base it on, you know, well, it is Bas Hashem, right? According to Rav, it is Bas Hashem, but you're... Okay, well... You might have it after. I just want to get through this so people could go. So what are the terutzim for the Ramah? If you want to hold the Ramah, is Mamas Bas Hashem, Bas Hashem. So then what are the terutzim? So we quoted three things in Shir. Two of them were quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan had one, who basically said it's a Chumrah Af Bas Hashem. Of course we go Bas Hashem. But it's an added chumrah that even if it's the same tam, but it has a different shame, we'll still be machmir. Okay? So it's not like we're doing away with tam, we're just adding another chumrah on top. That's one teretz, which Aruch HaShulchan quotes. Other people say, Aruch HaShulchan doesn't think it's so meduyuk. He likes the second teretz, which he says, and he says that if things have a different name, so by the fact they have a different name, Bal Korcha, it has to be that there is some difference in time. It just has to be. It has to be there's some difference in time. So what do you mean they have the same time? It means that if they're in the Tarobas together, since the Taimim are close, they're similar Taimim, so if they're in the Tarobas, you won't necessarily be able to distinguish whether it's this food or that food, because the Taimim are similar. Right? If they were not in the Tarobas, of course you'd be able to tell the difference. But they're very similar, but if it has it, let me give you an example. Let's say an orange and a tangerine, right? So maybe you could tell the difference between them if you eat them separately, but if you throw them in something, so you're just going to taste that orangey flavor. You're not going to be able to distinguish if it's an orange or a tangerine, right? So it's like the same thing. If something is chalak b'shem, so for sure it has a difference in tam, but in tarovos you just can't tell. So when you say basar shame, we're saying even those things which are very close to each other, still we're going to be machmer like mimashen amino, it's a chumrah, right? I'm still going to be machmer. Well, the other way, let's just go with this way first, right? So if it has a different name, but the same time, really that means it has a different time also, just a similar time, and we're going to be machmer to treat that, even that like mimashen amino, even though in the tarovus you wouldn't be able to distinguish between the two. Now, the second part, which you are getting to, which we didn't really spell out in Shi'anar, but I just put it here anyway, just for the whole picture. If it has a different tam and it has the same name, right, we didn't really speak about that in Shi'anar, but the Aruch HaShulchan does speak about it, and again, not to be marachon, this has been talked about in Shi'anar, but he basically says that, he has a chap, he says, all those things which are have a different taste, but the same name, those are really davar lachs anyway. So anyway, you need shishim. Mm-hmm. So for a different reason, you need shishim. So no kilkel will come out because you'll always need shishim, because there's never going to be a case when something is going to be a different taste and shaveh b'shem that you'll say bitul v'rov. That just won't happen. Just be metzias, it's always going to be a davar lach. And by davar lachs, we need shishim no matter what, even if it's min v'min. So here's that. Okay, so those are the two traditions of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the Chavis Das, so, he's Meirich. I'll tell you how I understand it. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But I always try to boil it down to 4 points in the Chavis Das. I mean, four parts. So part one of the Chavis Das, if it's Chalok V'Shem and Shava B'Tam. Okay, so it has the same time, but a different name. Okay, that's our case, right? Basar Shmuel. He says, Halach l'moshe mi Sinai is not basal. Okay? Even though there's no time. There's no time. Tastes the same. He's not with the Aruch HaShulchan who's saying, it's a different time. No. It is the same time. But since it's Basar Shema, the Chiddush is, it's Halach l'moshe mi Sinai that is not basal.
So it's like Shuman and Chalav.
It's just... It is what it is. What?
Shuman and Chalav. Chalev. Shuman and Chalev. Shuman Chel. Okay. They have the same taste.
Right.
Different names. So Eno Batel Bechlal at all?
So Eno Batel. Right. Well, Eno Batel. No. The Eno Batel.
Berov.
Ad Shishim.
Oh, you need Shishim.
Yeah, let me put that in. I'm sorry. I did this a little bit fast. As you saw before, I was doing this while I was in the middle of whatever. So right, because the halacha is, you know, I'm going to fill this in a little bit, and then when we put it up. And why shishim? Because of Zroa B'Sheila.
Because what?
Zroa B'Sheila. So the chiddush of Zroa B'Sheila teaches me that even though the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim says that it's not batel, but Zroa B'Sheila teaches me that when it comes to sixth, it is batel. Okay? Even though there's no time. Okay, remember, there's no time. It's only a different name, but the same time. Okay? So, when it gets to 60, it is batel. Okay? Now, in order to be chayav malchus, you have to eat aksayas with the achilas pras of your tarovas. Okay? So, if I have aksayas with the achilas pras, I have to eat the whole aksayas with the achilas pras. If let's say, the way I understand the Chavastas, whatever my proportion of Isser is, if let's say it's Isser, it's one part Isser, 40 parts Heter, right? In order to be Chayav Malchus, I'll have to eat proportionally, it's a lot, but a kazayis of that in an Achilas Pras time.
You mean 6 to 1, right? The ratio of 6 to 1.
Right, but what I, the way I understand the Chavastas is that, let's say I don't have a kazayis with Achilas Pras. You just said it's Isser until 60. He just said, halacha moshe mitzrayim, it's actually till 60.
Okay.
So let's say I have 40 parts. 40 parts heter to one part iser.
It wouldn't be chayav malchus.
But unless I manage to gobble up enough iser that I have consumed an iser, a kazayis of that iser, within the time frame of an achilas pras. I mean, I ate really fast.
Rabbeinu Chaim.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, but let's not. These are just confusing things right now. So I think that the Chavasas was still say that even if you have, if I have 1 to 6, so for sure, if I eat one part, I eat kazayis pras, I'm chayev. But I think the Chavastas is going to say that even if I have one part iser to, let's say, 40 parts heter, so halach l'moshe misinai, it's not batel, even though it's no tam, if I would eat so much of that I would eat for sure kazayis of iser, within the time frame of achilas pras, I gobble it up, I'd be chayev malchus. Okay? So what's the number three? What's the halacha of Mishras? Mishras teaches that there's a din of tam ki'ikr. So how does that fit into this world? Right? So he says, if there's tam, then heter nishapech lios iser. Then every kazayis a guy eats, he'll be chayv malchus. So nothing was batel from before, right? Before we have Mishras, nothing was batel. But to be Chayav Malchus, you need to consume a lot. You need to consume a kazayas of the Isser. Make sure that a kazayas was consumed in Achilas Pras, whatever it is. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, pick your shear, right? So you have to eat, and it could be a lot, because, you know, I have 40 parts connected. But once Mishras comes along, so the contribution of Tam, according to the Chavastas, is that if it's no same time, the heter is nishapech lios iser, and every kazayis that's eaten is a chayav malchus. Okay? So that's how time fits into this world. And the fourth part is that if it's shava bishma and chalak b'tam, this is the inverse, right? Which we didn't really speak about in Shir, but it's there. If it has the same name, but a different time, so that's we're going Basar Shema. So it's going to be Min B'mino, right? In Yochinami. It's Batal Barov. I mean, it's Batal Afar Abim, whatever. It's Mita Rice. It's Batal Barov.
A kosher milk and trefa milk.
So, well, does that have a different taste or the same taste?
Yeah.
So I wanted something.
Milk of a camel, milk of a
cow. No, I'm talking about a case, number four. I should have put it in brackets here. That if it has the same name but a different taste. Okay, so you'll say, it has a different taste. It has a different taste. How could it be batel? So kamash in the same way that a pe'en is batel, a tam is batel.
So batel beruv.
Batel, I mean, midiraisa beruv. You know, we'll have our dinim of lach v'lach v'shishim, but so that's the chavastas. Okay, was that clear? Clearish? Clear? Again, in a sentence, Halacha Moshe Messina says that if something is the same name, it's not batal until you have 60. That's Halacha Moshe Messina. And Tam comes to say Heter Nesapich. If Tam, the contribution of Tam, is just to say that you're going to be Chayav Malkos on every Kazayis. You don't need to eat a Kazayis Isser Bukhti Achilas Pras. The Tam will make the Heter turn into Isser. That's the sort of the house does. Okay? Clear-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll pass it over to after you want. Okay, second part of the shir was, if you have, going back to our Nishbach cases, we talked about tarobuses that spilled out and you can't assess them. So, one point was, if you have min b'shein amino and it spills out. So we said, and I don't know if I have 60, you have to be machmir. Safik deraisa l'chomro. We went through this in earlier shirim, right? Because we're going to hold that tam kikr deraisa, we're going to hold like rabbeinu tam, and therefore, if it's a safik tam, you have to be machmir. Right, that's the halacha, min b'shein amino, and you have a safik shishim, and it's nishbach, you have to be machmir. So, why? Why do you have to be machmir? Why don't you give it to a kfeila? Let a goy taste it. That's the question, right? So, I mean, one could have just been mitaris and said, okay, in Okinawa, maybe you don't have a kfeila around. Okay, but I guess the placey felt that that's a, didn't like the teretz. He wanted to say fundamentally, what's the case of Shulchan Aruch? Why does the Machaber say that it's Aser? What does the Machaber say? It's a min kfeila. So he says, it's talking about the following case. It's talking about when you have min omino v'she'in omino. So what does that mean? That means that you have a kazayas of nevela and a kazayas of kosher, and it falls into yirakos, right? And you have a safik shishim.
That's the shach thing, not the ramah, right?
What?
We're now addressing the shach tirutz.
I thought he was just saying, why don't I give it to a kfeila? Right, I'm saying, okay. If you go basar tam, meaning, right, if you go basar tam,
right, you can't run.
So then, which is what we're kind of going to assume, you go basar tam, so then why don't you give it to a kfeila to taste it? So he says, because I'll tell you a case, he's supposed to be mokim, the Shulchan Aruch, in the following case, that tam won't help you. When won't tam help you? Because I have peas. And into my peas was absorbed a kazayis of treif meat, a kazayis nevela, and also a kazayis of kosher. And now, it could be that between the peas and the kazayis of kosher meat, I may have shishim, can I get the treif meat?
Okay.
And if I do, I win, and it's mutter. Okay? But, a kfeila, what's a kfeila going to do? Tell me I taste meat? Of course you taste meat. Of course you taste meat. I for sure don't have shishim in my peas, keneged both kazaisim of meat. Of course you're going to taste meat in there. Because I have a kazayas of nevela and a kazayas of kosher meat that's absorbed in the peas. So a kfeila is not going to help you. Kfeila's not going to say, what's a kfeila going to do? Say, I taste meat? But if a kfeila says I taste meat, I'd have to answer it shalokadin maybe, because I mean, I'll have to answer it because, but maybe it doesn't need to be answered because the kosher meat, maybe I'd have shishim. So that's why basically kfeila won't help you. I mean, it ends up being machmir anyway, so I'm not sure that, I mean, basically kfeila is not going to save you here. It's going to end up being asr because you just have to be machmir because you have a safik shishim, safik negadir kazayis nevela, and you have to be machmir, and a kfeila is just, it's going to be irrelevant because he's going to say, I taste meat. So that's why it says asr, because either way it's going to be asr. Okay, and the Prima Gadol just points out, you see from this place that you only need shishim keneged the isr. You don't need shishim keneged the tam or the minha isr. Meaning, I don't say I need shishim keneged meat. Since nevela fell in, I need shishim keneged meat to knock out all meat taste. No. You only need shishim keneged the isr. The isr is a kazayas of meat, a nevela. So I could have kosher meat, a kosher of that same min, and that could help me for my shishim. I don't have to not taste meat. I just have to not taste isr. Right? That's why. He's just making the sar. You see, and it's a raya maybe from a Mishnah in Orla, that you don't need to mivatal the min iser, just the tam of the actual iser. So for instance, meat, the kosher meat, could help my shishim, theoretically, keneged the treif meat. So if I would know, let's say I know I have shishim in my peas and my kosher meat, keneged the treif meat, then it's fine. Then I win, then it's mutter, even though I will still be toim tam meat when I eat this. Right? Yeah, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the second part. And the third part is the halacha called salik. Salik literally means to remove. And it is the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have a mino, meaning some, and it falls into its own mean and an eno mino. So you have three things going on. Similar to like what the place you said before, right? And now it spells out. And I don't know my shear. And I know I have a vade rov and suffix shishim. So that's mutter. Okay, that sounds pretty theoretical. Let's take a case. Let's say I have kosher meatballs and treif meatballs and they fall into spaghetti. And it's all cooking on the fire. Okay? So the spaghetti is the eno mino. My kosher meatball, that's the mino, kinega the treif meatball, because it's the same min as the treif. The treif is a meatball. And the kosher is a meatball, so it fell into mino and eno mino, the spaghetti. Okay? So I have this all cooking, my kosher meat, my treif meat, spaghetti, all cooking on the fire. And I know I have rov. I don't know if I have shishim or not, and it spills out. And that's not accessible anymore. Okay? So, case is clear? So Shulchan Aruch says mutter. Okay? Shulchan Aruch says mutter. The Taz says it's all mutter. Taz says it's all mutter. Because Taz says that you kind of, like you could choose. Like, first I'm mevatel the meatball with the kosher meatball, berov. Right? And now, so that's done. And now, I only have heter here. So, I mean, and kvapi the min b'mino, it's a dindra, shishim's a dindra banan, it's like we make on that, and I could kind of first view it in like two ways. First, attack them, let the kosher meatball attack the treif meatball, and now we'll win that fight. And now, it's all mutter, so therefore it's not going to ask for my spaghetti. Okay? So therefore it's all mutter. The shaft doesn't like this at all, and the shaft says that it just can't be, you're going to be toim tam iser. You have a suffix. You can't just attack the meatball first. You know, you could pass it, you have to view it like the meatball, the treif meatball to the kosher meatball, and the treif meatball to the spaghetti. So, the Shach says, what the kavana of this halacha is from the Rashba, and the kavana of this halacha is that you, kind of like you view each thing, like the treif meatball, klapi the kosher meatball. Okay, so I could be master that because that's min b'mino and a suffix shishim, so that's the rabban. But now, don't say the treif meatball's not there anymore. Now deal with the treif meatball, klapi the spaghetti. And klapi the spaghetti, it's a suffix shishim. So there has to be machmir, because it's min b'she'in amino. So the upshot of the shach is that in our case, the kosher and treif meatballs and the spaghetti, you can eat the meatballs, but you can't eat the spaghetti. You can't eat the eno mino, because that maybe has tam safik deraisa, has a tam iser in it. So you could eat the mino, but you can't eat the eno mino.
Oh, I thought he said if mitbater betarov etzo, mitbater betarov etacheret. If the treifa, that's the on page 28, Kanesper said.
Again, I
don't know. If the treifa piece of meat is mitbater with a bigger piece of meat,
okay,
by the row, that's it.
Right.
We don't have a problem with the vegetable since it's
what so that's not the shach. That'll be the taz. That'll be the ramo. But the shach will hold that you can't just do that, and you have to. And the treif meatball is going to attack the kosher meatball, and it's going to attack the spaghetti. So each one has to fight their own battle. The spaghetti can't have the kosher meatball fight its battle for him, right? So the meatball will fight its battle, and that'll be a you know, min bimino, so that's going to be a sakshishim, safik derabanan, we make it. But then the spaghetti has to fight its own battle against the kosher, against the treif meatball. And that, I have a suffix shishim, and that's mim sheinim, and that's going to be the raisa. So the shach's going to hold that the spaghetti is going to be usher, and the meatball's going to be kosher.
You need the 60.
Right. In that case. Okay. Right. So that's what the shach says. Again, this is based on a Rashba who kind of, just as an aside, this is a side point, just the background of this, is that Rabbi Yehuda holds min v'mino is also b'mashu. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if I have a mino that falls into another mino, that's also b'mashu, and there's also an eno mino in there. So ironically, in this case, to say min v'mino would be a chumra, because it's going to be also b'mashu. So he holds salek. You could remove the mino if it's not there, and just let the eno mino be mevatel at the time. And the Shach says that in that case, because that's a mashu, we're not dealing with time. But in our case, when we're dealing with time, you can't just ignore it. That's why the Shach says that the spaghetti is going to be also. Just food for thought. Food for thought. You should just know regarding the. I just pointed out that regarding the. Then before terutzim for the Ramah, so there's that Igros Moshe and Mem Gimel, or the Aleph Mem Gimel Gimel. He has the Lamdusha Teretz for the Ramah. We didn't quote it in Shir. And regarding this issue, you should be ma'ayin that the taz in kuf tes, you'll see, is a l'shitaso of this taz against the shach here. It's no geah for both the taz in kuf tes, it's no geah both like the placey. So get to both these anonym, ayin sham, and you'll see it's a l'shitaso. The shach and taz l'shitaso here to kuf tes. And the shach, the taz actually points it out there. He says, in kuf tes, he references this din of Salek, he has a terrace, which will be Lashitasa. So we didn't quote it in Shir, so I'm not going to be Marach, but I am sure. Okay. Let me just fix this up, and then you can take a picture of this one.